pledge was going to help us make that One Day Wednesday a success. So I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You might wonder what your pledge actually pays for. Well, we have toll-free numbers so you can call in your questions, and we rely on newspapers, magazine subscriptions, internet services, so that we can research the topics of the day. All of these things and so much more have costs associated with them. So your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 helps pay for them.
Couldn't be easier. We just need your name, your contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay it.
You can save time and money and use a credit card if you can. Or better yet, start automatic sustaining donations directly from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then you do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A donation to Wisconsin Public Radio has a greater impact than you might realize.
I have the power to enrich the lives of my friends and family.
I have the power to think, understand, laugh, and be entertained.
I have the power to build community and understanding, one voice at a time.
Today, as we fit an entire pledge drive into one day, you have the power to make it a success. Here's someone to tell you how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support during this One Day Wednesday pledge drive. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your support of WPR. Thanks in advance for your gift of, what, maybe $10 or $15 a month or whatever amount is right to you at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
Today is the first and last day of our One Day Wednesday pledge drive. We're thrilled to get it all done in one day so we can get back to doing what we do best, and that's bringing you the great conversations you count on. But it only works when you give at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
In just a minute, we'll be talking to ecologist Scott Craven about Wisconsin wildlife. And discussions like this are possible because of, and only because of, your financial support. So I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You're part of Wisconsin Public Radio's community of listeners. Maybe you have been for a long time, and now you can become part of our community of members, people who loyally support the programs they value.
Your contribution of any amount makes you a member. If you've never given before, you might want to start with a pledge of $5 a month. You make a pledge. Your friend makes a pledge. Your neighbor makes a pledge. All those pledges.
We make pledges.
I made a pledge this morning, as a matter of fact, because I want that coffee mug. You can make it yours right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We have 79 more pledges to go in the next 50 minutes or so. We can certainly do that with your help. This is a one-day drive. It's a powerful day, and you have the power to make it a big success when you give now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We really appreciate our sustaining members, the listeners who give WPR, the pretty reliable, unlike me. I give two or three times a year, but there are some people who are much more reliable, give monthly. If you're already a sustainer, I thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR, but maybe it's $5 a month or whatever amount you choose. Give us a call at 888-202-2552.
And you know what, Larry? Those sustainers also get entered in every drawing that we have. You know, sometimes we have a drawing for tickets or for an iPad or something like that. Sustainers don't have to worry about it. They're always entered into those drawings. So in addition to that, get our colorful 2013 artist mug designed by a Wisconsin artist with your pledge of $10 a month or more. It'll make you happy every time you use it. It's bright blues and oranges and yellows and reds. It's really adorable, if I may say so. And you can go to our Facebook page, The Larry Mueller Show, and see a picture of that mug. The fun starts every time you use that mug and when you go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and pledge your support.
You know, I have that mug in my hand right now.
How does it feel, Larry? Does it have a good feel?
It has a great feel. It's got birds on it. There's a little WPR car. There's all kinds of colorful flowers. You really need to go to my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show, and you can see a picture of it. And I was inspired when I saw that mug for the first time, and I said, I tell you what, we need to contribute here, Larry.
I remember I was there when you had that little think aloud moment. Said, I like that mug. I'm going to have to pledge for it. And you can get that lovely 2013 artist mug, really colorful. It just screams spring, which I think we're all ready for. You can do that, WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And here's a really great comment from someone who's already a sustainer, but who gave again today. Julie from Madison says, as a sustainer, I wanted to add to my support on this very special drive day. So, Julie, thanks so much for doing that. We really appreciate your support.
Ricky from Cross Plains pledged and said, I love the idea of a one-day pledge drive. I kind of like it, too. It's a little hectic.
But there's a great energy.
Yeah, there is a great energy. And, you know, we all want to make it such a success. We've got a big, you know, big goal. It's 2,000 contributions. But, you know, we're doing very well. And we can do a whole lot better when you contribute, too. So if you haven't done it yet, now would be a great time to do it at 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552.
And Scott's going to be joining us from Rhinelander today by phone, and we're having just a little hard time tracking him down. So we are definitely going to be talking. Larry will be talking with wildlife ecologist Scott Craven. And one of the things Scott wants to talk about, Larry, is the Great Wisconsin Birdathon.
Yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity to raise money, frankly, to help our bird populations across the state of Wisconsin. Scott and several people, he's got a team together, and I'm actually contributing. I'm going to be contributing to that team I've forgotten what their goal is. They've got a goal of...
They usually set a goal of how many species they're going to spot,
100,
right?
I thought it was 100 species that they were going to try and see in a morning's time, or at least here. And they're very good at that. They're very good at that. I'm not quite as good at it. But we are going to have something kind of exciting
exactly.
We should talk about.
Yeah, since we're waiting to get Scott on the phone. So Andy Polios, who was actually on with Joy this morning, I believe at the bright and early time of 6 a.m., Andy is going to be leading a trip with Larry and me at Picnic Point in Madison. And since it's Pledge Drive Day, we're not going to kind of muddy the waters with how to enter now. But all we'll say is tune in tomorrow and Friday to find out how to enter to get one of those spots on a trip on Sunday, May 12th in the morning with Larry, myself, and Andy Polios as the guide. And we're going to go to Picnic Point and spot a whole bunch of birds.
Madison's Picnic Point, and it is, I don't know if you've ever been to Picnic Point. It's a lovely, lovely area on Lake Mendota. And the bird population out there, the number of birds that we will see on May 12th will be phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. So I'm hoping we get lots of people who sign up for it, and when can they sign up tomorrow?
Listen to the show tomorrow and Friday, and we'll give the information out then since it's coming up pretty quickly. But that's going to be a lot of fun. Again, that's going to be on Sunday, May 12th. But let's talk a little more about our pledge drive. So Anne from Lodi says, my partner and I are sustaining members. WPR is with us at home, on vacation, and business travel. It's always keeping us connected, informed, and entertained. It's our healthy addiction. Thanks for all you do. Well, you can join Anne from Lodi and go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're doing an entire pledge drive, Judith Sears-Poisson and I, in just one day. Well, we're not doing it alone, but we've got plenty of other people who are going to do it. But your pledge right now is so important because listener contributions make up the single largest pledge our single largest contribution and the biggest piece of our budget.
It's amazing. Help make One Day Wednesday a huge success. Help us raise the money we need in just one day. $5 a month, $10 a month. Any gift now, no matter the amount, makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for another 69 pledges by 12 o'clock. You told us you wanted more programming, less on-air fundraising. We can only do that with your help. Right now, your donation, $5 or $10 a month, Only takes a few minutes at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Chances are the Ideas Network and Larry's show in particular has covered an issue close to you, whether it's gardening or health, the environment. We try to bring you shows that you'll find relevant, interesting, and enjoyable. Because WPR touches your life, make a pledge right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving to WPR is easy. It just takes a few minutes of your time and a gift, any amount, say $10 a month.
That donation will come back to you every day in the form of great programs. Make your contribution right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And please give as generously as you can.
Today is the first and last day of our One Day Wednesday pledge drive. Doing an entire pledge drive in one day is not easy, but it works with your help when you give right now. Your voice, your pledge, quickly adds up with others to help us succeed. I'm Stephanie Elkins, host of Simply Folk. Pledge now and help us reach 2,000 pledges before the end of the day. Here's someone to tell you how.
Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller with Judith Sears Poisson asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. And whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month or anything above, below, or in between, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
You might spend a few dollars a month on, say, a Netflix subscription or certainly on a cable TV or satellite TV subscription. Think about WPR in that same way. We're a valuable source you turn to probably every day for information and entertainment.
If you've never given before, you might consider a gift of $5 a month. That's comparable to your Netflix, maybe even a little better deal. It's easy to set up at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
There is no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive, so make it happen right now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Scott Craven, UW wildlife ecologist extraordinaire, I believe, is with us by phone. Scott, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Larry. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thanks.
Excellent. Well,
thanks.
I'm here. Go ahead.
Oh, I thanks a lot for coming. We have a little difficulty catching up, but now we're caught up. So I'm glad we got you on the air.
We're caught up. I'm here at the beautiful new digs of WXPR Radio in Rhinelander, and just did a public program this morning and headed back to the cabin to 3 to 6 inches of snow they're predicting for tonight. So it's a weird situation. But anyway, here I am.
And I know you really want to let people know about the Great Wisconsin Birdathon. Tell us about it. We were talking a little bit about it, but give us all the details.
Well, the Birdathon's coming up here. It's May 1st, so essentially this is Birdathon month, and this is it's really designed to be an easy, fun, and kind of creative way to support bird conservation in Wisconsin. Folks can go to wibirdathon.org and find out everything they can possibly do. It involves doing some birding on your own. There are opportunities to bird with experts around the state. And then it's primarily, since it's a fundraising opportunity, much like you're pledging or looking for pledges today for public radio, this is a pledge support for celebrity teams around the state raising money for bird conservation. And Jamie and David, my colleagues at the university, and I will be leading a celebrity team later in the month out of Kemp Station in Woodruff, Minocqua. And we're hoping to find lots of birds and raise lots of money for bird conservation. So it's a good deal.
Now, how do I sign up for your team? I was going to throw a little money at you guys.
Well, we'd certainly appreciate that. If you go to WisconsinBirdathon.org, you can go to the celebrity teams, and we're called the Northern Highlands Celebrity Team. And I think you can just follow the prompts and go from there. So the Northern Highlands team for the Great Wisconsin Birdathon should be fun.
Sharon in Belmont, Wisconsin, has a question for you. So let's go to Sharon. Hi, Sharon. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been seeing a little bird this year that I've never seen before. It looks like it's only about 3 inches long, maybe 4 at the most with its tail. But it's down on the ground. It stays near the ground. I haven't seen it fly. But the first two I saw were in the middle of the creek on solid ground, you know, where the creek goes through the cow pasture.
Mm-hmm.
And it was picking up seeds or bugs or whatever. And then the other day, I went for a walk, and alongside the road at the edge of the field was another one. And the same, doing the same thing, just picking up bugs, I guess, or seeds. But I wondered what kind this is. I can't find it in my bird book or anything.
Well, just the small size isn't much to go on. Is there anything distinctive about it in terms of coloration or the way it flies or a crest or anything like that that you can think of?
Well, no crest. It's just kind of a dark color, gray or brown. It really blended in with the soil. The only way I could see it was when it moved, but it does. I've never not seen them fly. They just stay right close to the ground.
Are you familiar with juncos?
In the wintertime.
Yeah, might still be some around, especially with the bizarre spring we've had. I mean, they're a solid gray color and spend a lot of their time on the ground, but you know, without a little more in terms of a coloration or a field mark or whatever, I'm not sure what you're seeing. And they still seem to be around.
Yeah.
Well, the juncos, aren't they the ones that have a dark back and a white breast?
Yes, they have a dark charcoal gray back, and then they're white on the breast. This one's uniform dark?
Yes, all over.
We're going to need, you're going to need to get a picture of that, Sharon.
Well,
we need a photo. Or Scott, have you got another guess?
No, I was just going to say a photo submitted to your website or whatever would be what would help us out with that. And again, we've often turned to our many talented birders around the state if they have any other thoughts. But we don't have much to go on there.
Thanks, Sharon, for calling. And maybe somebody else has some ideas. I have an email from Conrad in Mineral Point dealing with a large chipmunk population problem. Wonders if you recommend using one of those ultrasonic devices.
Well, I'm sensitive to large chipmunk problems, but I don't recommend the ultrasonic or sound-generating devices. I've just not had much in the way of positive feedback on those things solving problems. And ultrasound is non-penetrating, so if these animals, you know, get behind something or in their burrows, they're not going to be impacted by that. So I think a large chipmunk population, despite the fact that they're cute little guys and some people really enjoy having them around the feeder, that the solution there is employing a small live trap or whatever device Conrad finds appropriate to his own relationship to wildlife and start to thin the population out a little bit.
And Karen and Marinette has an issue that we see a lot. A poor robin who keeps throwing himself against the window. What can we do before he hurts himself?
Well, I knew this one was going to come up.
Yeah.
It's touches very close to home. My daughter has had a very persistent robin for the last week and a half. In fact, she called me when I was in California last week and said, the bird is driving us crazy. This is a territorial display. Robins are the most common offenders, and it's a matter of the bird seeing its reflection in the window and attacking what it views as a competing male robin within its territory. So the reflection, of course, never disappears, so the behavior persists. Now, one strategy is to grin and bear it until the nesting season is over, you know, maybe a couple more weeks, and once young in a nearby nest have fledged, then that behavior wanes and it's gone for a year. If in fact it seems to be one particular window, then it's quite possible to cover that window with whatever you want, but the most desirable material is black plastic bird netting, normally used in garden protection, and just stretch a piece of that across the window, preventing the bird from having access, and that will end the problem. Now, if the bird just moves to another window, and in the case of my daughter, the bird was making the rounds of the entire house, that window covering option is not very good. Sometimes something that will distract the bird a helium-filled balloon suspended in front of the window or a hawk silhouette on the window. Sometimes that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
But if they've really gotten tuned in on it, it's a very difficult problem to solve without covering the windows or just waiting it out.
Scott Craven, wildlife ecologist at the University of Wisconsin, emeritus professor now, but has been a regular guest on our program for many years. Larry Mueller here, joined by Judith Sears-Poisson. Today is One Day Wednesday. Your radio station right here, listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. We're raising money to pay for the programs that you rely on.
And we're doing an entire pledge drive goal in just one day. That's a single day. You make it possible when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Another, 62 pledges to go to meet our goal, about 35 minutes or so to get those pledges. Instead of a week of fundraising, this fund drive is only going to last one day.
And we're asking you, all of you listening, to help us meet this goal. Help us pay for the programs you rely on by making your gift right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
WPR has been around for a long time because we are committed to quality, and that quality is possible thanks to you, frankly. Listener donations make up the largest single piece of our budget.
And your contribution makes this program possible and so many other programs as well. You're part of the quality you hear every day on WPR. It's that simple. And it happens when you make a donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Listeners provide the single biggest piece of our budget here at WPR, so make a pledge of $5 a month or $10 a month, any amount that's comfortable for you, and you'll be doing your part to keep this station strong. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Hi, this is Michael Feldman. Research suggests that although you might be a regular public radio listener, you might not have picked up the phone lately to make a pledge. That's okay. I'm not here to make you feel guilty. Well, maybe I am, but just a little. You can put an end to this vicious circle of guilt with one simple phone call right now. So do it. Make a pledge to support this program and all the shows you enjoy every week. You'll feel a lot better, at least for a day or two.
Pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson, asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio during this One Day Wednesday pledge drive. And maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I'll let you in on a little secret. This weekend, you'll hear all of your favorite programs fundraising free. The success of One Day Wednesday means you get the weekend programs you love, like maybe the repeat of Garden Talk on Saturday morning, or Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, What Do You Know, To the Best of Our Knowledge, all without fundraising in the months to come. Your gift now is what makes that possible. Give as generously as you can. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today's the first and the last day of our One Day Wednesday pledge drive. Like you, we're very excited to get it done in just a day so we can get back to doing what we do best, which is bringing you great conversations. Please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We're really glad you're spending time with us today on Wisconsin Public Radio. Whether you found us by scanning the dial or maybe a friend recommended the great discussions, you're still tuned in because you like what you hear.
And because you like what you hear, we're asking you to help pay for this listener-supported public broadcasting service. You choose the amount, be it $5 a month, that's a great starting point, or 10 maybe, whatever's comfortable. Become our next new member at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We still have 62 more pledges to go in the next 30 minutes. We can do it, but only with your help. This is a one-day drive, so the hourly goals are a little higher than usual, and we need your help. It's a powerful day, and you have the power to make it a big success, but only when you give now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We really appreciate our sustaining members, the listeners who give WPR such reliable monthly support. If you're already a sustainer, I hope you, I first say thank you very much for
thank
that.
You.
Make today the day you increase your support of WPR. Maybe add $5 a month or whatever you choose. Just give us a call, 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, you can get our very colorful, very cheery 2013 artist mug designed by a great Wisconsin artist with your pledge of $10 a month or more. It'll make you happy every time you use it, and you can see the mug right now when you pledge online. The fun starts at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Once again, that's WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and make your pledge of support. As you listen to Scott Craven, our wildlife ecologist, as we talk with him about the wonderful world of Wisconsin wildlife, great to have him along. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Love to hear from you. And Tom in Cedarburg's been waiting a little bit, so let's go there. Tom, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I live in a mixed area between fields and woods and kind of a swampy area, and I notice now this spring I hear the frogs and the peepers and stuff, but I also hear something else. It sounds like a bird that seems to like to be in that same area too, and they seem to be they'll make noise in the evening and even after the sun sets, which you know most birds are quiet after the sun goes down, but these will make a chirp. And I was wondering what your guests might think they might be. And I've noticed, like last night, that sometimes they'll move away from the swamp and go out into the field south. So I don't think there are frogs moving around. And lastly, I was hoping that someday you could have a show that focuses on people who do like bird calling sometime.
Yeah, actually, that'd be a fun show to do. We haven't, and I've done those in the past, but boy, it's been a long, long time, real long time. Scott, comment.
Well, the frogs are finally singing. It's been such a long struggle to break out of winter weather. The frogs have really cranked up, and at least up here in the Northwoods, it's peepers and wood frogs now, and the chorus frogs are just starting. At first, when the caller described this, I thought, well, you know, in the wetland and maybe even up in a tree, our two tree frogs, the gray tree frog and the Cope's gray tree frog, have very much bird-like calls and do sound like they're can sound like they're higher up than the frogs that are singing down in the swamp. But if the caller is familiar with the tree frog calls, then we can rule that out. Otherwise, it's a possibility. The bird that I'd expect to see be in damp areas during the day and then move out and calling, especially just at dusk and into the night, of course, is a woodcock. And the breeding behavior of a woodcock doing its kind of nasal single call note, kind of a nasal peent it's called, is also very common and very frequent this time of year, especially in open environments in rural areas. And listening for those, that so-called peenting is the way woodcock are often surveyed or inventoried. So that's with a single call note, that's certainly one possibility.
Yep.
If I could mention, I also call back and forth, and after a while, like say there's say 10 in the area, it's like they'll all kind of call back at once or within a few moments, and there'll be some silence, and then I'll call, and then like a few minutes later or a few moments later, then a whole bunch will call back, not exactly timed, but within a few moments of each other, and it's really a neat sound.
Yeah.
Well, you know, much like the first nondescript small bird where we asked for a picture, this is a case where you kind of need to hear it. When you say you make a call, well, first of all, let me ask you about the tree frogs. Do you know the call of the gray tree frog?
I think so. It's a very small sound. And these sounds are never high up. They're always at ground level. They're never above me.
Well...
Well,
it's
I don't know.
For listeners,
when you say they quiet down for a minute, if someone makes a noise when frogs are calling, then the whole breeding pond will often go silent for a minute, and then all of a sudden they'll just crank back up with great vigor. So that was the other thing that pointed me toward frog. But I don't know. Not hearing it, just can you imitate it?
Well, it's like a. And it's a real clear, pure sound, and it can actually speed up and slow down, and there's like a there's like a synchronization amongst the group. But if I call them, then it kind of follows me more.
Hmm.
They can be really kind of excited by it, you know, after 20 minutes or so. And it's really a beautiful sound.
Wow.
Well, what you did sure sounds like a spring peeper to me. But,
me too. Just what I was going to say.
I think it's a bird. I don't know what to say. If you can make a little recording of it, send it on in. Technology is such that it's become fairly easy to do that kind of thing, and we'll sure get it identified for you. But what you called, I would have out of the dark said spring peeper, you know, 100 times out of 100. So
yeah,
don't know beyond that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have a question from Diane on cable. She says, first, I pledge this morning with pleasure. And second, what do you suggest for deterring hawks from attacking the small songbirds in our yard?
That's another one that's almost as challenging as the robin banging into the windows. The usual culprit is Cooper's hawk. They visit my feeding station every couple of weeks, and the birds lie low, or I find a pile of mourning dove or cardinal feathers in a corner of the yard where the hawk was successful, and it drives my wife crazy, and I'm not that fond of it either, even though I accept the fact that we're providing seeds for the songbirds and songbirds for the Cooper's hawks, and that's the way the system works. It's sometimes difficult to accept, but it's the way the system works. Bottom line, if you've got reasonable cover around your feeders, some trees and shrubs that they can escape to, birds that are healthy and observant are going to take care of themselves, and the hawk maybe gets one or two, but no harm to the population. If you don't have much cover, then if the hawk shows up, my suggestion is you discontinue the feeding operation especially if the bird seems to have taken up residence, the hawk. Take your feeders down for a few days, and hopefully the hawk then moves on to greener pastures, and then mm-hmm. you can start the feeding operation again. The hawks are fully protected by state and federal law, and there's nothing you can do or should do. So this is another case where it's part of nature going on in the backyard, and it's the way it is.
The way it is. Scott Craven, UW Wildlife Ecologist, our guest today, Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson, and this is our One Day Wednesday on the Ideas Network. You hear about topics big and small, that's why you listen and that's why you contribute.
Whether you're talking about a Cooper's hawk or those little songbirds, big and small, we talk about it all. And today we are tackling a big goal in just a small amount of time. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is crucial because today is our One Day Wednesday pledge drive.
We're looking for another 52 pledges in the next 21 minutes or so to help pay for the programs that you rely on.
Raising all the money in one day does not mean that we need less money. It just means we have to meet our goal that much faster. Everybody wins when we do, so make your pledge now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On the Ideas Network, you hear from the person who wrote the bill, who wrote the book, who has unique expertise. Really glad that these people will come and be on our show. We certainly seek them out. We feel really privileged to have them. But we need your help to make it all possible. Make great radio happen right now with your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we know how much people appreciate being able to hear from and talk to Scott Craven the first Wednesday of every month. So giving takes just a few minutes of your time. Tell us your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay for it. Think about using your credit card. It saves time, postage, paper, and it puts your money to work right away. But no matter how you choose to give or how much, the important thing is that you take the next couple minutes to make your pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A donation to Wisconsin Public Radio has a greater impact than you might realize.
I have the power to exchange ideas with others who don't think like me.
I have the power to share thought-provoking human interest stories.
And I have the power to make sure Wisconsin Public Radio will be around for a long time for all of us.
Today, as we fit an entire pledge drive into one day, you have the power to make it a success. Here's someone to tell you how.
Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support during this one-day Wednesday pledge drive. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your support of WPR. And thanks in advance for your gift. Maybe it was $10 or $15 a month or whatever amount is right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Consider sharing your appreciation of the lifelong learning you get from WPR by making a leadership gift of $100 a month. Your gift of $1,200 for the year helps make WPR available to everyone. Know that a gift of any amount is welcome and appreciated. Make that gift right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're waiting for the last day, here it is!
Wait no longer.
Wait no longer. This is the time. This is a one-day drive. It's the first, last, the only day. So your support right now is crucial at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Still looking for 50 pledges in the next 18 minutes or so? Think about a sustaining membership to Wisconsin Public Radio. Once you set up a comfortable monthly giving amount from your bank or credit card, your support goes right to work toward the programming you appreciate.
And, of course, it's automatically renewed every year, so you won't get renewal mailings, and you'll listen guilt-free during the pledge drives. And that might be a kind of a relief.
Yeah.
Might be a relief. Become a sustainer right now with a gift of $5, $10, $15 a month at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
Help make One Day Wednesday a success by making a contribution right now. When you do, it's a win-win. We get the funds we need to pay for the programs, and you get your favorite programs, I would dare to say, like the Larry Mueller Show, mm-hmm. fundraising free in the days and months to come. The important thing is to give as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We ask that you make a contribution, and we also ask that you give an amount that's comfortable for you. So for some, it may be $5 a month. Maybe for you, it's $100 a month.
Whatever the amount, we'll use it to support the programs that you appreciate, keeping your source for information and entertainment going strong. So please give now, whatever amount is comfortable for you, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
48 more pledges to go in the next 17 minutes or so. This is a one-day drive. Works when you take part. Be part of this exciting day. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you're not already a sustainer, think about becoming one right now. It's easy to set up the ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. A sustaining membership is convenient for you, and it provides reliable funding for WPR.
And you can get our beautiful 2013 artist mug when you give $10 a month or more. The theme is Birds of a Feather Listen Together.
How perfect for our Talking with Scott.
I just contributed $120 so I could get the mug, and I hope you'll do it too. Join our community now. Give your get your limited edition mug with your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
James from Wausau made a pledge and said very simply, 6 radios, only one station, WPR Ideas Network. Well, if you're with James from Wausau, we really would appreciate your support right now. You can do that at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. We need 45 more pledges in the next 15 minutes.
And we are talking with Scott Craven, wildlife ecologist extraordinaire, and great to have him along. And thanks so much for listening in during this pledge drive. I know Roxanne in Frederick has been waiting a while to talk with Scott, so I'm just going to go right to Roxanne. Thanks for waiting, Roxanne.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm just sitting here watching the snowflakes fly. So.
Oh, man.
Great.
Yeah, well, we're supposed to have 3 inches by tonight, so we'll see what happens. So my question is, somewhere in the vicinity of on 35, Interstate 35 going into Minnesota, there's a tree along one of the wildlife areas, and it has two eagle nests pretty much side by side. And I'm wondering how common that is, and
do they reside in both nests, or?
Yeah.
You mean two active nests? There's two pairs of eagles in the same tree?
We're not sure if there are two pairs of eagles, but originally they were in the top nest, mm-hmm. and last year they seemed to have residence in the lower nest. Now, I was through there day before yesterday, over the weekend, and they seem to be in the upper nest again. But these nests are like, they're in the same tree, probably about 5 feet apart.
Well, I mean,
it would be, at least in my experience, it would be very unusual for the two pairs to be occupying the same tree.
No, they decided they wanted a condo. They've got the upper and lower levels.
They're just too territorial and defensive for that. But if a pair has a favored nest tree, some of those eagle nests around the state have been persistent for decades, and they keep adding material to them to the point that a nest can literally weigh a ton or more and just be huge. And they're consistently occupied. I can see where in a particularly favored tree, if an old nest had seemed to get a little rickety or they found a better fork in the tree and started another nest, I can see, especially 5 feet apart, them viewing it just as an expansion of the same nest and occupying whichever one in a different year seems to suit their fancy. But I'd be really surprised if it's actually two separate pairs of eagles in the same tree.
I think
you've just got one schizophrenic pair that may be hedging their bets with their nesting material.
Okay.
It's pretty bizarre looking, and it's, like I said, it's on the interstate, so it's really hard to find a spot to take a picture or whatever.
I
thought it would be neat to send you one. And then if I could make one other comment, I'm a mail carrier. Mm-hmm. I see wildlife all the time. I just had a turkey cross in front of me. But a week ago, I happened to see a bear out in the middle of a cornfield. It was a cloudy day, kind of foggy. As I got closer, she had two little ones walking beside her, and one was riding on her back. And I was told that to see one actually hitchhiking like that is a very rare occurrence.
Yeah,
I didn't have a good enough camera to get a good picture, but you can see this little bump. But that was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. And since you brought up bears, I should pass on a little bit of advice. They are they're out now, of course, and they're very active. They're very hungry, and they're probably not in the best of moods with the protracted winter weather, which is keeping them from some food sources. So be careful when you're out and about. They're around, and be careful with your bird feeders and any stored dog food or anything else on a porch or deck or anything else. It's all at some risk here as the bears are foraging around looking for just about anything they can find to eat. So keep your eye out.
Thanks, Roxanne.
You're welcome.
Yeah, appreciate it very, very much. Jennifer in Madison says, my husband and I were on Lake Wisconsin this weekend, and the shad were dying by the hundreds. Any idea what might have caused that?
Well, I would guess, given the protracted, I was wondering about that on a couple shallow lakes up here, which, by the way, Larry, are still all frozen solid in terms of the Minocqua chain or the small lake that we're on. I mean, they're locked up tight. So it's unlikely there'll be open water for the opening day of fishing season this weekend, which is very interesting. But anyway, I was a little concerned with the very thick ice cover that we've had this year and the long period of snow cover that in some of the shallow areas there would be some winter kill. And especially seeing dead fish this time of year as the ice has just gone out, that's the most likely explanation.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, I haven't heard of anything else going on in terms of fish diseases or whatnot, but winter kills a fairly common phenomenon, especially with long ice cover and heavy snow.
Jilly and Amory, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi, good day, all. I am calling actually on behalf of my mother, who, into her 80s, she has been feeding birds for 50-plus years, and they really are a dear part of her life. But over the past year or so, she has been having hairy woodpeckers, at times a red belly, but more prominently the hairy, who will sit in the feeder and proceed to brush the seed out of the feeder back and forth. And it'd be fine if it was a certain amount for the ground birds, But it seemed like a vast amount, and thanks to the aforementioned hungry bears, her feeder is at 8 feet, so it's not easy to refill. And at this point, she's so fed up that she's actually wondering if she should stop feeding the birds now.
That's too bad. I mean, bird feeding is a very important thing in many people's lives. It's just a great interaction with wildlife, and it's easy to do. The possible solutions, I've got both red-bellied and hairy and downy woodpeckers at my feeders, and I put out a couple of suet feeders and put suet cakes in them, and the woodpeckers stick pretty much to that and don't pay any attention to the various seed feeders. So my immediate suggestion would be to try, either on the same pole or another location, putting up a simple wire mesh suet feeder and putting a suet cake in there and giving the woodpeckers something else to attract their attention.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if she wants to stay with just the one feeder, I would consider somehow modifying it to make it a deeper seed tray so that the woodpeckers simply couldn't get that seed out of the feeder. The walls would be too high. That would also help in not necessarily having to fill it as often either. So a couple possibilities that might help, but I hate to see her think about giving up feeding. There's got to be some modification that will work to separate the offending woodpeckers from the feed source for the other birds.
Yeah, I like that idea. I like Scott's idea, though. I think, a very good one. And another person with a lot of good ideas is Judith Sears-Poisson.
Oh, I like that intro.
Joining us. She's with me because this is our One Day Wednesday drive. You get a lot of Wisconsin Public Radio. You get a lot out of it no matter when you listen. Today and today only, we're asking you to put something back in.
Your gift is so important today as we try to raise an entire pledge drive's worth of money to pay for the programs you care about in just a single day. And it all starts with a single pledge, and that is yours. Take a few minutes right now and give. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Looking for 37 more pledges by noon today. These goals are very important to make sure we end One Day Wednesday successfully.
And a gift of $5 or $10 a month is really all it takes. Your gift now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the year. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
At the end of the program, you'll often hear the guests say, "Thanks for your great listeners. You are indeed thoughtful, active listeners, and certainly from thank you so much for contributing to the quality of WPR programs with your questions and with your comments. And thanks for your financial support. It makes it all possible. If you haven't pledged yet, please do it now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Looking for 35 more pledges in the next, 6 minutes or so. You might wonder what does making a pledge mean? Well, a pledge is a promise. We pledge to bring you great shows every day, and you pledge to support them with a contribution in any amount.
And when you help pay the cost of this station, we make sure, I hope, that there's something interesting for you to listen to. That's our pledge. So now make yours at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
On the Larry Mueller Show, we cover topics like environmental and consumer issues, gardening, how-to topics, Wisconsin authors, and that crowd favorite Wisconsin food. You get a lot of great information, and it's possible because of your financial support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Support this program, support Larry, and all of the other programs you enjoy on WPR with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Supporting WPR right now is such a great thing to do with a few minutes of your time. You just need to give us your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. And whether you call or pledge online, we keep your personal information safe, and we don't share it with any other organization.
Still looking for 35 more pledges in the next 6 minutes. Your gift supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. Give right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life. And as you think about whether to pledge here on public radio, consider for a second how commercial radio and television work. Last year, 42 billion dollars were spent on television ads. $3.5 billion were spent on radio ads. And you know where that money comes from. That comes from you and me. We pay for that every time we buy really anything that advertises on radio or television. How much does it work out to a year? I'm glad you asked. It works out to $208 for each adult in this country, which basically just gets siphoned invisibly off of you and me, right? We don't even get a choice. Okay. Here on Public Radio, it's way more straightforward. First of all, you get a choice. And if you're somebody who does listen all the time and you've been thinking maybe someday you might want to help out, I would just ask you, just as you make that choice, to consider this fact, okay? You are already pitching in. You are already underwriting all sorts of radio stations and television stations to the tune of $208 a year. But they're not necessarily radio and television stations you even like, you know? You are subsidizing television shows that you despise. You're underwriting radio stations who you hate, whose guts you hate. Wouldn't you like to support a radio station that you actually listen to? You know, you're already throwing $208 to all these other people that you don't listen to. Wouldn't you like to vote with your dollars every now and then for something that you actually believe in? Stand up for what you actually like. You're giving money to all these other radio stations, to all these other television stations. Stand up for what you like by calling this number.
You can make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our One Day Wednesday pledge drive. And whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month or anything above, below, or in between, we appreciate it and we really count on it.
We're looking for another 32 pledges in the next 4 minutes. We really need your help to make this goal. You told us you wanted more programming and less on-air fundraising. We can only do that with your help right now. Help prove that a one-day pledge drive can be a success. Your donation of $5 or $10 a month will only take a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can turn on the radio every day, seemingly for free, and enjoy in-depth conversation for hours on end. For a lot of people, that's where the relationship ends.
But for a special group of people, the relationship changes over time. They become attached, and then they give money. They willingly pay for something that many people get for free. Those are very special people, and we call them members. Become a member today. $5 a month is a great starting point at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and welcome to the club.
Becoming a sustainer, truly the gift that keeps on giving. As a sustainer, your membership is never expires.
That's because the monthly deductions from your bank account or charges on your credit card or debit card will automatically renew each year. Give the gift that keeps on giving by becoming a sustainer with a monthly gift in whatever amount is right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Looking for 27 more pledges in the next 3 minutes.
Join your fellow listeners and Wisconsin Public Radio in keeping our pledge drive short. If you're already a member, consider making an additional gift today. And if you've never given before, I hope you'll join the community in supporting One Day Wednesday. It's an exciting kind of pledge drive. Works when you donate at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
26 more pledges to go and about 2.5 minutes to get them. This is a one-day drive. It's completely compacted into one single day. It's a powerful day, and you have the power to make it a big success when you give right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Join me in getting that colorful 2013 artist mug. It's designed by a Wisconsin artist. With your pledge of $10 a month or more, it'll make you happy every time you use it. It's a beautiful mug. The fun starts at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Sharon from Fremont made a pledge and said, Larry Mueller is a lifeline.
Ooh,
well,
I like that. Thank you.
Sharon, thank you so much for your support. If you think Larry is a lifeline, why don't you throw a lifeline to WPR right now at WPR.org, 888-202-2552, and throw a lifeline to us. Show your financial support for the programs like the Larry Mueller Show that you enjoy.
Grant and Diane from Madison said we're regular listeners to WPR and especially enjoy Scott Craven's monthly call-in program. He's really one of our most popular guests, for sure.
He and Phil Pelletieri have a more or less friendly competition about who's the most popular, but it's people like Scott sharing their expertise, sharing their passion for things in Wisconsin, like birds, like wildlife, that really make this show so special. So show your support right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Still need 24 more pledges, Larry.
Scott's going to be with us up until about 12:30 today. Now's your opportunity to call in with a contribution. You can do it at this number, 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552, or go online to WPR.org. That's WPR.org. It's important for you to do it right now. Please do it right now. Good afternoon. I'm Larry Mueller with Judith Sears Poisson. This is listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio, and today is One Day Wednesday.
One Day Wednesday. This pledge drive is just a single day. Your pledge of $5 or $10 a month makes a huge difference right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for another 50 pledges in the next 25 minutes. You told us you wanted more programming, less on-air fundraising. We can do that only with your help. Your donation, be it $5 or $10 a month, or whatever the amount, will only take a few minutes at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We're able to get such good guests on WPR because they know you'll ask great questions, and they won't be interrupted by commercials either. Your support is what makes this all possible. You are the most reliable part of our budget. Thanks so much in advance for making your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today we're asking you to support WPR like you pay for the other services that you rely on. You have a monthly subscription for your cell phone and your Netflix, perhaps?
The difference here is that it's you who decides the cost of your monthly subscription to WPR. Support the programs that you are a part of every day and that are a part of your day. Choose the monthly amount that works for you when you donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, it's us, Click and Clack the Tappet Brothers from Car Talk, with some great reasons why you should call the station with your pledge.
Number one, you love the thoughtful and intelligent programming.
Number two, the station counts on listeners like you for support.
And number three, that credit card you stole from your brother, you haven't maxed it out yet.
Seriously, folks, there are a million reasons why you should call in now with your pledge. The most important, of course, is you listen.
So don't put it off. Please call now.
And thanks.
Pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson, asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio during our One Day Wednesday pledge drive. Maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We're trying to get an entire pledge drive done by 7 o'clock tonight. It's pretty bold, an entire pledge drive with just one day of on-air fundraising. We can succeed, but only with your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you'd like to wait until the last day of the pledge drive to make your donation, you better give right now because it's the last day, the only day of this One Day Wednesday pledge drive. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Help make One Day Wednesday a big success.
If you've never given before, here's what to expect. It's a very short process. It really just takes a couple minutes. You answer some basic questions, your name, address, the amount you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay for it.
And that's it. Make your first donation at WPR. You'll feel good about it. Many first-time donors give $5 a month. But the amount, really, that's up to you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
50 pledges to go and 22 minutes to get them. This is a one-day drive, and it works when you take part. Be part of this exciting day. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're not already a sustainer, you can become one right now. It's easy to set up the ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or from your credit card at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. A sustaining membership is convenient for you and provides reliable funding for WPR.
And you can get our beautiful 2013 artist mug when you give $10 a month or more. The theme is Birds of a Feather Listen Together. And you can go to our Facebook page and see Larry posing with his mug. He pledged to get that. Even if we listen to WPR by ourselves, we're also listening together as a community.
What a handsome guy there with that mug, I'll tell you. And it's hardly photoshopped at all.
No, hardly at all. I didn't really have much time.
Right. We had Casey and Sarah from Amherst Junction say they loved WPR when they lived in Madison. And when we moved, that was one of the first things we looked for. We listened to it all the time, even online.
Thank you so much for your support, Casey and Sarah. You can join them in your support of WPR by calling 888-202-2552 or going to WPR.org.
Lots of ways to do it. The two best ways, though, are to go online to WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552. Scott Craven with us today, and he'll be with us to answer your questions. I know we've got a good one coming up on great horned owls and one about saw-whet owls as well. Those are just a couple of the questions coming up. James from Wausau made a pledge, didn't he?
Yes, and he had that great comment. Six radios, one station, WPR Ideas Network. Well, if you listen to Larry's show every day, you know you get something different and interesting and useful every single day. We really try hard to make sure that you get useful information that not only informs you but entertains you as well. Show your support of Larry and Larry's show, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And Scott Craven, our guest today, to talk about the world of wildlife. It's always great to have Scott with us. With us by phone today is Colin from northern Wisconsin. Gary in Ween, I believe it is, up next with a question for you, Scott. Gary, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. Great show. This is my favorite show you have on. I have a question on great horned owls. Monday evening, two friends of mine who are birders took me out in the woods to this place where there were a nest. And there were two young ones in, which was just awesome to see. I'd never seen a young great horned owl. And I was wondering if Scott could just let us know about what age they can start to fly. And the other question was, there were crows nearby in some evergreens. So we think that that's maybe where the mother was. And we were wondering if crows would bother the young great horned owl sitting there. But it's just awesome to see them.
Oh, yeah. Scott, comment?
Well, they're impressive birds, and I would expect them to be flying pretty quickly. If you could see them above the nest bowl and all, were they still fuzzy or were they pretty well feathered? Could you?
They looked like they were pretty feathered, but yeah. Their heads were looked like the size of a softball almost. And when they came out, one of them actually sat on the edge of the nest after we were there for a while watching from a distance with binocs. And its body looked, not big, but, it looked, there was quite a bit of it there already.
They're probably pretty close to ready to go if they haven't already, at least to experiment. But they're among our earliest nesting birds, usually nesting in February, and winter weather doesn't seem to faze them very much. So it seems like a long time ago to February, given the protracted slow approach of spring we've had, but normally, this is the tail end of the season for the horned owls, and the young ones will be on the wing shortly. They are pretty impressive. They're pretty widely distributed in the state, fairly common. People hear them hooting but don't get to see them very often. The crow situation. Crows are notorious for mobbing an owl when they find one and chasing it around and just generally harassing it. But nests are pretty well defended. I don't know that I've ever seen crows mobbing a nest where young are present. They maintain pretty good secrecy about that, and I suspect that the parent owls wouldn't put up with that, whereas they seem fairly tolerant of the harassment when they're off the nest.
Hmm. There you go. Thank you so much, Gary, for calling. I appreciate your call. And Denise in Reedsburg wonders, how can she attract Baltimore Orioles to her yard? What do you think? I've got some ideas. What about you, Scott?
Yeah, Larry, you and I have been feeding Orioles for a long time. It's a very easy thing to do, and the Orioles respond just amazingly well to it. An Oriole feeder is usually a small receptacle that will hold fruit jelly, usually grape jelly, And the attractant, in addition, there's usually a couple of nails on an Oriole feeder where you can spike a half an orange sliced in half. And the Orioles readily feed on both the orange and the grape jelly, especially grape jelly. I go through two or three or more two-pound jars of grape jelly a season. Excuse me. And as soon as I get home tomorrow, I need to get the feeder filled. So the Oriole feeder, and that's just suspended, in my case, from a flowering arbor.
Yeah.
Be from a tree limb or a post on the deck or almost anything else, but put out the grape jelly, put out the orange halves, and you have a pretty good chance of getting Orioles. And I know the ones that are coming to my feeding station are coming from quite a distance, since we're kind of out in the middle of that restored prairie area, and then they fly off to the trees. They also weave a very intricate nest from a dangling tree branch, and they're also fond of picking up string and thread and nesting material like that that you can drape over a fence or put near the feeder or whatever else. So those are the two things that will help the most, but by far the grape jelly is number one.
And they come to our feeder on May 4th.
Oh, geez, that's already.
May 4th, every year they come on May 4th. I don't know why, but it's always May 4th, so
I better get my jelly up then.
It's time to get the jelly up. That's for sure. Scott Craven, wildlife ecologist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, our guest today, and another wildlife expert, Judith Sears-Poisson.
I thought you were going to say another grape jelly fan.
Well, you are a grape jelly fan, aren't you?
I can be, yeah.
Can be, all right. Well, I tell you what, she's not here to eat grape jelly. She's here to talk with you about contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio during this one-day Wednesday pledge drive. We're raising money to pay for the programs that you rely on.
We're raising an entire pledge drive goal in just one day, just one single day. But it only works if you make it possible with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for 45 more pledges in the next 15 minutes or so. These goals are very important to make sure we end One Day Wednesday successfully.
A gift of $5 or $10 a month is really all it takes. Your gift now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the year. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars, and we do get some funding from the federal government and some from the state, too. But listener contributions make up the single largest source of our income.
Your support is vital to keeping WPR on the air. Now that you know how important listener support is to WPR, make a pledge. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Still need those 45 pledges.
Giving couldn't be easier. We just need your name, your contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay it.
You can save time and money by using a credit card if you can. Or better yet, start automatic sustaining donations directly from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then you do it. That's the most important part. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jim Fleming. On Chapter a Day, we stretch a book out over a week or two, or 3 weeks sometimes. But sometimes a short story has to make the point in a day. And the same is true for our May Fund Drive this year. One Day Wednesday. One whole week's worth of fundraising in one single day. And there aren't that many hours left to tell the story. Join us right now with a pledge. Here's someone to tell you how.
Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. To make your pledge of support during this One Day Wednesday pledge drive, Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson, asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks in advance for your gift. Thanks to everybody who's already contributed. If you haven't yet, $10, $15 a month, whatever the amount that's right for you, I hope you'll do it now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You might feel like WPR is worth $1 million, but that you don't have quite that much to give. Well, don't worry. Your gift of any amount, whether it's $5 a month or $100 a month or $1 million, whatever amount is comfortable for you is the right amount to give. The important thing is really that you make that pledge right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You asked for more programming with less on-air fundraising. We're doing our part. This drive is just one day. So now we are asking for you to do your part. Help pay for the WPR listening with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Again, we still need 45 more pledges, and now we only have about 12 minutes to get them in. This is a one-day drive. It's a powerful day, and you have the power to make it a big success, but only when you give right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We really appreciate our sustaining members, the listeners who give WPR the reliable monthly support. If you're already a sustainer, thank you so much. Maybe make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 a month or whatever amount you choose. Give us a call at 888-202-2552.
Get the colorful 2013 artist mug designed by a great Wisconsin artist with your pledge of $10 a month or more. You can check out that very stylish mug held by the very stylish Larry Mueller in a photo on our Facebook page. Larry and the mug are both very colorful. It'll cheer you right up to see both of them, and it'll make you happy every time you use the mug, too. You can do that all at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's 888-202-2552, or go to WPR.org. And you know, I like the inside of the mug because it's light. Because in the morning when it's dark, I'm pouring the coffee, I can't see.
It's nice to see what you're doing. Molly from Menasha said, I listen to WPR daily. It's an important part of my day. I'm an artist and I love the mug. I feel an obligation to WPR and I'm happy to contribute. We want you to be happy to contribute too. You can do that at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
Scott Craven, our guest today, talking the world of wildlife with him. Great to have him along. Thanks for listening in, by the way. Ted in Brookfield has a question for us, and let's go to Ted. Ted, thank you for calling.
Hi. Actually, it's Todd. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, okay,
really
Todd.
Enjoy the show. But the question is, I put in some premium bird seed, and I enjoy a good bird show, but a couple of weeks ago, we got inundated with cowbirds. And I was wondering if there's a way, you know, I just don't care for the cowbirds. Is there a way to discourage them besides birdshot?
No.
Well, birdshot will work, but that's, you know, there's always the case of mistaken identity problem and assorted other things. But the reality is that cowbirds kind of move through along with grackles, and I've got a lot of red wings at the feeder now, and you just have to tolerate those species for the relatively narrow window that they're here moving through in large numbers. And then later on in the summer when things have stabilized and the nesting season's in full swing for most of these species, if I see, you know, one cowbird and the resident male red wing and usually no grackles, then things are back to normal. So bottom line here, I think it's a matter of, despite dislike for certain species by some people, it's a matter of kind of gritting your teeth and tolerating this transition period as other species are moving through and just waiting for better times. It's very difficult to selectively feed certain species.
Yeah.
Certainly there are things you can do, like a thistle bag for goldfinches or safflower feed for cardinals or a suet cake for woodpeckers and just deal with those species. But if you've got a general feeder with variety seed mix, then you have to tolerate a few of the undesirables.
And just kind of go along with that, David had a saw-whet owl roosting in a spruce in their yard. It now disappeared. Was it migrating, or is there a way that we could attract a saw-whet owl back to our yard?
Probably not anything very specific. With a lot of these wildlife species, if you have your yard pretty well developed for wildlife habitat and including diversity of cover and maybe a water feature and a feeding station and you know, a few other amenities that attract a variety of species, then you derive great pleasure from the unusual things that come through. And the saw-whet may have been moving through there. You really had a cute little owl and fun to see when you get that opportunity. But some of these animals, amongst the hundreds of species of birds and mammals we may see in a given place in Wisconsin, you just have to be satisfied with the fleeting glimpse or the occasional sighting as they're coming and going, as opposed to the resident birds that are regular visitors, you know, every day like clockwork.
You know, earlier we had a question from someone who said, ah, the woodpeckers keep knocking all the seeds off our feeder. Lauren called in from Gleason, Wisconsin, and said to keep the woodpeckers from tossing seeds, Lauren staples hardware cloth over the seed area. You know, that could work.
Yes, you could do that as long as, you know, the smaller birds can get pecked through the hardware cloth. Essentially, you're creating a feeding port on a flat shelf-type feeder.
Yeah.
That's possible, but it does complicate. It complicates filling a little bit, and I suspect that it's hard to get the last few seeds out by any of the birds. So yeah. It's certainly a possibility. Raising the size is a possibility. Diverting the woodpeckers with something more desirable for them, like suet. This is a case where some creative modification is ultimately going to solve the problem for that lady.
And Tessa in Bayfield said they had some large ducks land in their pond yesterday. First she thought they were mallards, but their heads were purple and their sides were white. Any idea what they might have been?
Purple. Well, it sounds probably would that shine like golden eyes.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
I mean, there are a couple of different, especially open water ducks that have, but golden eyes do nest in the north woods. They're a cavity nester like wood ducks and hooded mergansers. And this time of year, they're distinctively black and white, and the shine could be purplish, but there are also ringnecks and scop that, depending on the light, might look a little purplish on the head, too.
Yeah, I vote for Goldeneye. Scott, thank you so much. Scott Craven, wildlife ecologist, our guest here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Larry Mueller with Judith Sears-Poisson. And tell you what, you, as you listen, help make this program possible when you make a pledge of support today during One Day Wednesday.
This membership drive is only one single solitary day long. That means more talk about the issues you care about and less on-air fundraising. But it only works when you give right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Help us prove that a one-day pledge drive is possible.
Looking for another 37 pledges in the next 5 minutes.
Oh, dear.
Lots to do here to help pay for the programs you rely on.
Raising all the money in one day doesn't mean we need less money. It just means we have to make our goals faster. Everybody wins when we do, so make your pledge right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Scott Craven, definitely one of our most popular guests.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I hope you'll put a vote in for Scott and for this program and the many more programs to come. Choose a gift amount that works for you, and then make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And I'm going to add, make a vote for Larry with your pledge right now. I know so many of you feel like Larry is a friend that you can count on. He's there every day, 11 to 12:30. You tune in, you feel like you're listening in on Larry having a chat with a good friend and with you. Your pledge online at WPR right now just helps show how much you appreciate Larry. If you go to WPR.org, it keeps the phone lines open for those who don't have internet access. Support the programs you rely on, like the Larry Mueller Show, right now at WPR.org. Or, of course, you can also pledge at 888-202-2552.
A donation to Wisconsin Public Radio has a greater impact than you might realize.
I have the power to share some of the best written and well-told stories I've ever heard.
I have the power to be part of something greater than myself.
And I have the power to keep the music that matters to me on the air for all of us to enjoy.
Today, as we fit an entire pledge drive into one day, you have the power to make it a success. Here's someone to tell you how.
You can make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. I'm Larry Mueller with Judith Sears-Poisson, asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month or anything above, below, or in between, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
Anne from Fifield said, I pledged because WPR is awesome. And because even though I'm a sustaining member, the amount I give is measly by comparison to what I get in return. Well, if you agree with Anne and you love WPR because it's your source of intelligent and entertaining radio, help us provide that great radio by helping us pay the bills. We count on listeners like you to help.
Making a pledge is quick and it's easy. You'll be finished in no time at all. Consider a donation of $5 or $10 a month. Any contribution, any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 helps make WPR possible.
This is a very short pledge drive. It's just one day. It goes until 7 o'clock tonight. That's it. So don't procrastinate. Pledge right now. Pledge during the Larry Miller Show to support the news, information, music, talk, entertainment programs that you rely on. Make that pledge now, please. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
30 more pledges to go in the next couple of minutes. One-day pledge drive works when you take part. Please be part of this exciting day. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you're not already a sustainer, become one right now. It's so easy to set up the ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. Do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Sustaining membership's convenient for you and provides WPR with reliable funding.
And you can get our beautiful 2013 artist mug when you give $10 a month or more. The theme is Birds of a Feather Listen Together. And even if we listen to WPR by ourselves, which most often happens, we're also listening together as a community. Join that community right now.